We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, WWL Radio. Second Guest Show, and on the line with us now, the legendary Pete Jenkins. Pete, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Oh, absolutely. Mike, how you doing?
Hey, Bobby. I'm doing great.
Hey, Pete, how you doing, man?
Great. Thank you. Thanks.
Pete, before we start some questions, Jim Nagy was on with us talking about they have an event in June, but so do you. Louisiana Line Camp. Couldn't do it last year. Tell everybody a little bit about the Louisiana Line Camp, which has really been – has exploded the last few years. We were able to do it. We had over 400 in 2019. Yeah. I think it was 432, I think, was the number, somewhere in that range.
Five.
And you know what, yeah. Coach Jenkins, you know what impresses me? Because you look at him.
I was getting that from Coach Rod, so you know sometimes the numbers is a little skewed.
But Coach Jenkins, you know what impresses me? Because you have all individuals, no matter what their skill set or whatever their position, the Manning Passing Academy, and then you have all of a sudden a lineman academy. In the trenches, because, you know, people tend to respect more the skill guys instead of the guys that are winning in the trenches. But then as a parent, you might have a kid who has the ability and the potential, north, south, east, west, whatever. How can I give them an opportunity to excel their talent? Bon, you have that right there of what y'all doing.
Well, that's, you know, Bobby, you hit the nail right on the head. You know, it's not an evaluation camp. It's not tryout for a scholarship camp. And I got nothing against that. I used to work those camps at LSU and whatever. This camp, though, is really has a purpose and a mission. We don't care if you're a star. We don't care. We want to help you develop your individual skills and help you become a better high school football player. That's the whole purpose and the whole goal of the
right.
camp. And always has been just that goal.
Now, you know,
and Pete, one thing's for sure. Thibodeau in June, it ain't Tahiti. No, you want to be there.
No,
it's not like you said, man, I'm going for a vacation.
No, you got to
the lineman's camp, man.
You have to handle the humidity and all that. And Coach Jenkins, I'm glad you brought that up. Because when you talk about everyone thinks, my kid has the ability to be a pro. How about you get an education? If you got a great opportunity to get a scholarship, you go from there. I'm going to tell you a story right quick. And let me tell you, this is crazy. And Mike's probably heard this before. I'm at Northwestern in Natchitoches. I have an economics teacher, Bagdanian. He's from the Philippines. Uh-huh. He had this fat kid. He was about 11, 12 years old. And he says, Bobby, I want you to teach my kid how to throw. And he goes, if you take my class, I'm going to take care of you. Okay? So I understood that. So that means I'd make at least a C. So I would be at least average. So I looked at this kid. He wanted to play quarterback. I told Dr. Bagdanian, you will never have a son that's going to be a quarterback. But I could teach him how to throw to be a pitcher. You know, he became a high school pitcher. And he was a starting pitcher at a high school team. And I took so much reward in that as a 12-year-old to develop like a high school pitcher, just showing them how to throw.
That's great.
So it's all about development. Yeah. It's not necessarily, you know, you want to get a scholarship, you want to go to the pros, but can you feel good about yourself in high school getting an opportunity to contribute?
I think so, Bobby. I believe so. And, you know, we had Kyle Williams from, you know, that played for us at LSU.
He was unbelievable.
We had Kyle down there one year to speak to the players.
Yep.
And he told them, and I thought it was such a great message. He said, look, don't be in such a hurry. Enjoy high school football. Enjoy every day. He said, you know, I played in a lot of big games. If I could call back one game, it would be the state championship game my senior year. And, you know, I think that's such a good message for those kids. You know, I told Coach Saban, he'll call me and he'll say, did you have any guys in your camp that I need to be aware of? And I said, Coach, look here. Today, because we used to have all the big name guys, but today what we have down there is, and this is what I said to Coach Saban, we just have a lot of good high school football players that come down there and work their tail off just to be better high school football players.
Right.
That's what they want to do. And he said, I wish that's who I had to deal with in my camp, because he gets a lot of guys, you know, they're just there to get recruited and things like that. But the camp in Thibodaux is a work camp.
And it's three-a-days.
Three-a-days. Only one thing, and that's to help those kids become more proficient at their skills, thus making them a better high school player, thus making them a better high school team because of their contribution to the team.
Pete.
But I love the camp. I tell you, I have such a passion for that camp because it deals with a lot of guys that just want to be good high school football players.
And we're dealing with second-generation people now. Ben Bordelon was there, who we all remember. He went to Central Lafourche High School.
Right.
He has a home not far from me. And he went on to LSU, played a little while in the National Football League.
I remember Ben very well.
And then Bo, you know, has been to the camp, and he's at Newman, and he is verbally committed to LSU. And now he's got a little brother coming to the camp this year.
Yeah. Well, you know, so many – I get calls from fathers that have been to the camp, and they ask me – you know, one guy said, be all right if I wear my shirt, my I Survived Line Camp shirt. And I said, heck yeah, wear that thing because you earned it. You earned it, buddy. If you came to that camp and got that shirt, you earned that shirt. But it's been, you know, it's really, and of course it makes me feel a little bit old, but I see a lot of fathers. I got one out of Jackson, Mississippi, that's bringing his son that was a participant in the camp years ago. It's just gratifying to see that.
Now, you know, Coach Jenkins, the one thing I appreciate about you, the passion that you have, and it just seems like you do this the day you die. I'm not wishing that. No, but it just seems like the passion that you have.
Yeah.
I mean. Yes.
You can just fish so much.
No. He seems like he's 20 years younger. No. I'm just telling you. Oh, what it takes
to be involved.
You understand what I'm saying?
I do. And you're right. Listen, I have passion for it. It's just, first of all, let me say this to you. I love kids. And for us to be helpful to kids in that camp and for the coaches to teach them those skills, and nothing makes me happier. I get letters from them sometimes, and they say, you know, I would have never been a starter on my high school team but for the lineman camp. Well, you know, I just feel like we do such a service for those guys. And nothing makes me happier, Bobby. You're exactly right.
New England.
Now, Coach Jenkins, I know you've dealt with him, Barmore from Alabama. I know you've progged him and you've got him going. It seems like he landed in the right situation with the Patriots.
I think it's perfect. Bobby, I think it's perfect for him. And I think, I'll tell you the truth, I think the quarterback, too, I think Matt Jones landed in the perfect situation with the Patriots, too.
Yes.
They are guys that are going to fare well, I believe, in the Patriot organization. But Barmore needs a lot more work fundamentally. And he's going to get it from the Patriots. And then Mac Jones is a guy that's an unselfish guy that deals the ball out and plays the game. He's a heck of a team guy. I think he'll fit right in there, too. I think both of those guys got really good drafts.
Coach, I don't know how much interaction you have with them, but you've worked with the Kentucky football team, right?
Yes, I just got back. I was there 3 weeks ago.
Landon Young, who the Saints picked in round six. Now, he's a big offensive tackle. I know you've had to have some interaction in watching him in the practice sessions because you were like Hebert, out for Har. Alabama, you're in Georgia, you're in Kentucky, you're a registered free agent.
And it's almost like assistant offensive line coach. It seems like Zach Shreve Jr., I mean, this cat from Kentucky.
Yeah, I think the guy's got a real upside. I really do. I think he ain't ready right now, but I think he's got he's potentially a guy that's going to make the Saints a real good football player. I like him. He's nasty, and he's got a good offensive line temperament. I think it was a good draft. I think they did a good thing getting him.
How about Ojulari? Because I know you've worked at in Georgia.
Georgia,
the edge rusher. Looks more like a 3-4 outside linebacker to me.
Yeah, he does. I think he does. But you know what? He's got skill at turning the edge and accelerating off the top of the route, the top of the block, as well as anybody I've ever seen.
Whoa.
I think he's a tremendous pass rusher. You know, he's going to be better and better because of learning and getting more experience and all. But he has natural things that it's really difficult to teach a guy. He can lean and bend, and he can accelerate from the top to the quarterback. I think he's going to be a good pro.
Pete, one of the things in playing, you and I had this discussion today on defense. To play linebacker today, it's got to be the worst job in the world because the way they run these RPOs. Okay,
they know Dick Butkus. I mean, come on, maybe on first and 10.
No, but then you got to sit and watch.
Yeah.
But that thing of sticking that ball in the belly of a back, your first impressions are, hey, head up the field. Then the guy can take it right out of there and throw it right over the top of you. Then if you play coverage.
They're between a rock and a hard place.
Yeah.
They're between a rock and a hard place, boy. They really are.
And then if you play coverage, okay, you're in a dime scheme.
They hand the ball.
And they hand off the ball to the running back.
The only thing I can tell you, Pete and Mike, you know what? You got to be so damn quick and be able to run. If you can run, look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers linebackers and what we have with Quan Alexander and DeMario Davis. Mike, you have to almost have
that's just a handful of guys. But
no,
you
have to have your cake and eat it too. Can you all of a sudden do the run and adjust to the pass? That's where we're at right now.
Coach, I know Budkus
and all those guys, Nitschke, all those guys, they'd be offensive guards today.
Exactly.
That's what they'd be.
Coach, you've got to work Christian Harris, who's at Alabama right now,
yes,
a Louisiana kid.
He had a great spring.
Oh, my goodness. Kind of tell everybody, because he kind of got lost a little bit. Dylan Moses got a lot of the limelight. And Dylan was fighting with the knee all last year. But tell us about, because I think Harris is the star, to be honest. I think he's the star guy.
He had a better year. You know, Dylan was hamstrung with that knee a little bit and everything, but I think Harris had a better year if you look at it down in and down out. And watching him 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I was there for spring ball. 3 weeks ago, I think it was. He really had a great spring. I'm thinking this is a real breakout season for him.
Now, I don't know. I was reading the text message. So Mike, I'm sorry, because usually I always want to talk. I mean, I
was shocked there was nothing kicked in there.
No, because I got a little distracted.
And sometimes that happens. But Coach, I think he's a three.
That was to the best of it.
He's a three down linebacker. No, and I think Harris is a three down linebacker.
I do too. Absolutely.
I have a question for Coach Jenkins. Now that we're back on topic, I want to bring.
Now
that
he got his concentration.
Oh no! I'm back focusing. I'm not distracted. Okay. Now, you look at the Saints, and this is not an opinion, and this is what occurred on the back end of the season. If you look at the last nine games, that if they weren't the best, they were in the top two. Now that's not, and you look at all the different defensive categories. If they won one, they were two: scoring defense, interceptions, the takeaway. If you look at all of that, with that being said. Where we're at right now going into 2021 season. You look at – we've always been no one's won more games than the Saints the last 4 years. But you look at – now, they do the dirty work, Malcolm Brown. Malcolm Brown is now going to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Great free agent acquisition from the Patriots. Sheldon Rankins, two Achilles. He comes back, now he's with the Jets. If you look at David Onyemata, outstanding. How in the hell we could still be as good we are against the run when you got Chai Tuttle, you got Roach, whoever you're trying to plug and play. You know, fans might say, just put the next guy up in there. But the next guy up in there ain't the same freaking cat. I mean,
he wouldn't be the next guy, would he?
Yeah. So
the next guy, if he was that good. Yeah. But, you know, Onyemata is developing into a really one of the better all purpose D linemen.
Without a doubt.
I mean, plays the run and rushes faster. I worked with him, I had him for 2 weeks in February. You just have no idea, Bobby, what a great guy to work with this kid is.
And he's just learning football.
Hey,
Coach Jenkins, I never forget, Mike, we were doing the draft show on the North Shore when he was drafted. Uh-huh. We were talking to his Canadian coaches, and they were telling you, this guy has the potential to be unbelievable. He doesn't even know what a freaking first down is. He doesn't even know... where do you line up? It'd be like if I was learning cricket. If I was learning cricket or if I was learning the rugby rules, whatever to do.
Yeah.
That's how much a virgin David Onyemata was to know American football.
I know. I used to say when I first started working with him, I'd tell Ryan, I'd say, hey, Ryan, he don't know where it's pumped or stuffed, but he sure plays – he plays hard as hell. You know who else I had a chance to work with? It was just, I'm telling you, a combination of speed, quickness, and power is Marcus Davenport.
Davenport. But he's always freaking hurt, Pete. How do you keep him healthy? How do you keep him healthy? You can't have a hangnail. You can't have a hangnail and not come to play. Come on.
I know. You know, I had 2 weeks with him. And I was I knew he could run, and I knew he was quick as a cat. What I didn't know was how powerful, how explosive that kid is. I mean, I'm hoping he is ready to go this year.
Pete. I'm hoping right now the bottom of the totem pole, 8 sacks, double digits. He's going to take over Trey Hendrickson. That's what I'm hoping for.
And he's capable of doing that, Bobby.
Yes, I agree.
He's really capable of doing that. He really is. But I just enjoy it. And you know what? I didn't know what kind of guy he was going to be. But he was great. His work ethic was really good. And he was a guy that tried to do everything just like you asked him to do it. I'm hoping he'll come back to me in July. and me get a chance to work with him some more. You know, they got hell of a defensive line coach. I mean, Ryan.
He's unreal, dude. He's great.
But no, he is so good that Coach Payton stopped him from going to LSU.
That's right.
I mean, no, because of contract. Oh,
it was the Battle of Louisiana.
No, you have to look at the fine print. Come on, look at the fine print here.
Pete, we got to go, but, man, listen, we want to get you back on. Thanks so much, buddy. We really appreciate it.
I enjoy it, Mike. You guys are great.
Thank you. Thank you, Papa.
Thanks, Pete. Thank Coach Jenkins.
Pete Jenkins, one of the all-time great defense. And look who's going to work with him. The David Onyemata's, the Marcus Davenport's of the world. He's at Alabama. Nick Saban is bringing him in.
Hey.
So is Kirby Smart at Georgia.
I can tell you right now, if Marcus Davenport can play 16 games, Mike, for sure he's having 8 sacks or more. Okay, mark this down. Put it on the calendar. If he plays 16 games, 8-plus sacks going forward.
Take a break. Be back with more of the Second Guest Show.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.